I swear I'm not Debbie Downer. I'm Ricky the Realist. Look, man, I don't care what business you're in. You could be in the banking industry. You could be at a grocery store. You could be running a Taco Bell. Creativity is what makes the world spin. You cannot have success anywhere in this world or in this universe without creativity coming first. You've always got to be reinventing something. You've always got to rebuild something. You've got to be doing this. And it's all based on creativity. And every day, and it's not just this generation, but every day, every moment, creativity has been our daily addiction. No matter how much you are hurt, how many days you have in victory, creativity is that one thing we always go back to survive. And that's why I've always said that creativity is the addiction, because we will fight for our creativity, and we will hate in the name of creativity. Unplugged, because hey, here's the thing. We're always going to say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Hey man, what's going on? Had to take a drink of coffee, because I have a feeling that this message that we're going to be talking about today is going to need some real honest to God from the soul energy. I ain't preaching. No, I'm not going to preach. We're just going to talk about us. Yeah, us. When was the last time that we talked about us? And I really do. I hope somewhere along the line that you'll find inspiration and motivation to start your own podcast and broadcast to where I can follow you and get your daily about you. You know what I mean? I mean, God, what a great way to communicate around the world. I don't know your phone number. I don't know your email. I don't know your Facebook. I don't know your Twitter or your Instagram. But somehow, some way, in this moment of now, being present in this place of now, you gotta be blessed. Feel it. I mean, because we get to talk. God, dude. I mean, here's the thing, man. I mean, it was like back in the 90s when this internet thing started happening, and I didn't realize how big it was going to get. But I could put my radio shows out there, and people in China would react to it, and then people in Europe they were listening to my radio show, and it's like, oh, this has got to get bigger. How can I participate? And that's why I'm asking you. Why haven't you sent me your vocals for the day, so I can listen to you, so I can hear what's going on in your world, so I can be inspired by the things that challenge you and the days that you take those challenges and you create victory. And I'm also going to be inspired if you have days of defeat, because we can talk about that, because those are learning tools. Those are Legos, and you build your structure and your foundation, and you find peace. Somewhere, it's there. It's not like moving through the eye of a needle and then somebody threw the needle into the haystack and go get it, boy. Yeah, no. Sometimes you feel like that, don't you? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer. God, I love to write. Oh my God, I love to write. It's just, you know, I don't know what I'm writing. I really don't. I don't go into anything. And I think that's the reason why I'm not putting together an eighth book, because I just love to write whatever's in the moment. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? There is an eighth book that's currently underway. It's not what you think. It's called Morning Stories. And what it is that, you know, when you go to LinkedIn, you find me on LinkedIn, and maybe somewhere along the line you may stumble across me on a Facebook page, and it's on a page that's called The Choice, and so I write from my soul. It's not even from my soul, it's from the universe, about what we're talking about. And somehow, some way, I got to put all of this into like a very short paragraph, and that's what it is. It's just called The Morning Stories, because I wasn't saving them. Oh, I mean, you can go to the internet pages and get them, but I wasn't saving them. And so I challenged myself last month that, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? You're setting your art free, but you're not going to be able to go back and look at it, because who the hell wants to go back through 30 days of something on LinkedIn, right? And so I'm a daily writer. I document life and everything that comes after, and I'm mindfully in the present. We are in the now, and I am blessed that of all places that you could have been today, you're here. God, you have no idea how blessed I feel, because I love you. I don't know you, but I know I love you, because for some stinking reason you're here today, and I just want you to be able to walk away from this saying, God dang, somebody loved me today. Holy moly. This is The Daily Mess. We're going someplace really weird today, but it's very factual. ornery versus honesty. Ornery. Who says ornery, right? My father used to yell at the kids all the time, "You guys better stop being ornery. I'll take my belt off." Yeah, he said ornery. And that's the way that it became in my world. If somebody was being ornery, they were just being ornery. So my wife this morning, she says, I don't understand. And my wife's a school teacher. I mean, this is going to freak the hell out of you. My wife has been a school teacher all of these years. I mean, she is a perfectionist when it comes to sentence structure and spelling and all that stuff. But from out of nowhere this morning, maybe it's because she was tired. She goes, "I don't understand how ornery and honesty are one in the, you know, they start the same." So I'm going, God, there's a subject. I'm going, God dang it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for planting a new thought inside my head. I'm going to write about that, because we're all thinking that ornery starts with an H, because honesty. See what I mean? Same thing, right? And then I look it up and it's ornery. Stop being ornery. God, it just sounds like a stupid word. Ornery. I'm being ornery right now, man. I mean, think about this now, because it's like the word a lot and the word a little. Did you know they're not one word? It's two words. How many years? Go back through my daily writing. Go back into my books. And you know what? You could probably go into every one of my computers and I probably put in there, add to dictionary, a lot as one word. It's two words. A-L-O-T. A-L-O-T. A-L-I-T-T-L-E. I keep waiting for the school system somewhere in the world. Some school system is going to say elemental P is now just one letter. What? Yeah, elemental P is just one letter now. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know, it's like elemental P. And you know, we have to get serious here. I don't want to be a quack on you today. You got your time is too precious. It's little stuff like this, a lot and a little and ornery. You know, it's little stuff like this that serves as a seed that is going to divide the way people think. If this is the way that we've always done it, then why are people trying to change me? Oh, God, it just got heavy. If this is the way that it's always been, then why are people trying to change me? And see, the louder those people that are trying to make the change get, the more that they start collecting other people. I don't know why that is. It serves as a magnet. And then the people that are trying to be changed start to get noisy and they start collecting people. No wonder there are so many ornery people taking a lot with a little help from their friends. Ta-da! That was stupid, wasn't it? If you saw my writing, you'd go, oh, I get what he's saying here, man. I get it. But when you speak it, you go, he said it in two-word form, didn't he? But no, it's not written in two-word form. And it's how we are, man. And it proves, and I've lived by this rule for so long. And if you've been with me for a while on these episodes, you'll hear me say this a million times. What you are doing today will affect and infect the next seven generations. In my world as a kid, I was being ornery. Not ornery, but ornery. The word ain't, my father used to tell me all the time, that's not a word. And it's like, wow, they can make up and put new words in the dictionary every single day, but ain't isn't a word? Why isn't ain't a word? What is ain't? But when you're growing up, that was the generation before me. You know, what they were doing before, my grandfather, his grandfather, and his grandfather. What you are in this moment of now might not even be your fault, but rather it could be your great-great-great-grandfather's position of decision-making. It's not your fault. And that's another reason why I'd love for you to pick up a writing instrument and just talk to yourself. Because if we truly do carry the spirits of those before us in every place we walk today, then those spirits are loud and clear inside your heart today. And you have to think about, how are you going to truly make a change without people telling you to make a change? I know it pisses you off when something you're doing makes you go, God dang it, I don't want to. No, I want to do this. You know, it's like losing weight. I love it when people take on the challenge of losing weight or stop smoking. The attempt is there. Stop drinking. The attempt is there. Stop taking drugs. The attempt is there, but you can't. Something's getting in the way. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Something went on seven generations before today. And that's what's happening here, is that as we're being reshaped by the COVID-19 and things are happening around us that nobody has gone through since maybe, 1918? And all I can say is that if there is a spirit or a guide inside our mind, body, and souls that were alive in 1918 during that Spanish flu pandemic, I call them forward so that we can learn from what they went through and how they survived and how they didn't have riots, how they somehow rebuilt this nation and rebuilt the world. How did they do it? Because somewhere along the line, those that are making the decisions today around us are using their present day heart, mind, body, and soul to try to put this all back together. And what's happening? Was that too heavy? Because I don't want to send you into a brand new day or weekend with something too heavy. I was being ornery. But a little bit of information can sometimes be a lot to hold.